Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The time has come. The NBA season has started, and that means the head coach of the Warriors, Stephen Douglas Kerr, once a week throughout the course of the season. I don't know how he feels about it. We're doing Tuesdays this year. The great Raymond Ritter set that up. But to me, Steve just feels like a Friday guest. Crack open a beer, talk some hoops, and talk to Steve. I don't know about you, Steve, but that's just the way it feels. How you doing?
I'm doing great, but you just implied that you wouldn't open up a beer on Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly.
Did I do that? That's my mistake then. I'm sorry.
It was implied. It was really implied.
Yeah, well, it was implied by me. And what a game. I mean, both games have been fantastic. Last night's game was just as good as a regular season game can get. The runs, the stars doing at the very end, that was a lot of fun. I'm glad you won, but even if you didn't, I know you might feel, from a fan's perspective, the NBA game.
It was incredible. I mean, it was, you know, and such a big part of it, too, was having a full house back for the first time in almost 2 years. And it just felt so different. It felt the energy was incredible. And obviously, you know, Steph had a Steph game. And when he's going like that, there's nothing like it in sports. And I was just so happy to feel that energy and feel the connection with our fans. And great, just a great way to start the year out.
It was such an enjoyable night. I mean, watching Steph go off. But there's just been, you know, two games, Steve, we've already seen some really good things. We've seen you guys hold your own inside, you know, on the glass, you know, paint scoring. I think that's been a big difference. I wanted to ask you about Kenny Atkinson and some of these, you know, Dejan Milosevic or Milojevic. Maybe I'm butchering his last name, but you guys look like you're developing your players, young players at five, and then like trying to, you know, go with your veterans at seven. And I think that's a great game plan.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have a really interesting mix because we've got a team, I think, that can win now. I mean, with these veterans, with a roster that complements Steph and Draymond much better than the one that we had a year ago. It just feels more natural to be able to go out and win games and then develop the young guys while we're at it. And, you know, last year was different with the injury to Clay and, you know, obviously, you know, drafting James first and being in the position where we were, or I should say drafting in, you know, in that second slot. But, you know, we were in a position organizationally where it's like, look, we're not going to win the championship. Let's throw him out there and see what he can do. This is a different season. You know, we're going to get Clay back. We have a better supporting cast that really rounds out our team well. So it does feel very possible this year to play to win and to develop our guys. And we definitely built our staff around that concept, but our roster as well.
Steve, as Larry mentioned, you guys over these past couple of games have been exceptional on the boards. I mean, what was it, 53 to 38 last night? And you guys are not a particularly, you know, big team, and not, you know, that you have to have overwhelming size to be a good rebounding team, but it's about your mentality and it's about understanding positioning and angles and things of that nature. And yet your best player in Steph is the guy who's out there, you know, helping to lead the charge rebounding wise. You know, it must be a lot easier to sell to your younger guys of, hey, if he can do it, and more to the point, right, he's willing to do it, you can too.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with Steph is he's such a great leader and mentor for all these guys, and they watch him in practice every day, and they see the amount of work that goes into it. The rebounding has been kind of a pleasant surprise, to be honest with you. You know, our rebounding, both those teams, it was great. I think it's frankly an indication of playing, you know, veteran groups. You know, Looney's just fantastic in there boxing out. He may not end up getting the rebound, but he's taking out the guys who would be getting offensive boards, which is, allows, you know, Steph and other guys to come in and grab the long rebound. So I just feel like we've got a real veteran group. I think Bob Myers told me we're the third or fourth oldest team in the league this year. And we're playing veteran guys who have just been around the block, so they understand all the concepts of, you know, what it takes to win, including, you know, boxing out. So it's really been a good start to the year on the glass, which is, like I said, a little surprising, but very encouraging.
How big is it, Steve, to have Draymond be aggressive? He doesn't have to score a lot, just be aggressive, kind of like a pitcher throwing the ball inside just to let you know he will.
Yeah, we need Draymond to attack. You know, more than anything, we thrive off of his energy. And when he's pushing the ball and he's fully engaged at both ends, he's just a force. He's a terror out there. And I thought in the second half he came alive with his competitiveness, his energy. We all got a little demoralized in that second quarter, late second quarter. They made that run, and it felt like we slumped our shoulders a little bit. And I thought Draymond was huge in the second half, just the way he responded and sort of, you know, took the game back at the Clippers with his aggressiveness on the offensive end. He went to the line a bunch. He was attacking the rim. He was feeding Steph. It was a great second half for Draymond, which helped us pull it out.
Bjelica is such a nice add to this team. You know, we all knew he could shoot, but man, I didn't realize, Steve, that he was this level of a passer. And just watching him play, you know, both these games, it's just like this guy really knows how to play the game. He understands how to pass. He, you know, it's like you put him on a team of selfish players, you're probably not getting what you want to get out of him. If you put him on a team like your team, where there's a lot of high IQ players, there's whole other levels that he can seemingly get to.
Yeah, for sure. And because of the way we play with all the movement and the cutting, he fits right in. You know, he told us when he signed with us that he had been trying to play with us for years. And so he knew it was a good fit, and we knew it was a good fit. But I'm with you, Larry. I wasn't really that aware of his passing ability. I knew he could really shoot it. He's always been a great pick and pop player, but he made some plays in that Laker game, just coming downhill, you know, getting the rebound, pushing the ball himself and going the whole way to the hoop. And second half, getting the ball in the pocket after, you know, they were blitzing Steph and he was getting the ball kind of 4-on-3 and picking the defense apart, making these great passes. So he has definitely been a great fit. He's really a fun guy to have on our team.
It's the first of our weekly conversations with Warrior head coach Steve Kerr here on KNBR and KNBR FM San Francisco, the sports leader, a Cumulus Media station. How nice is it to have Andre back? Because even if this, you know, Andre is a few years older than he was back when you guys were winning championships, to me it's the same dude. Because you look at his line last night. Okay, you know what, 23 minutes and change. And people look, oh, he's only 2 of 2 from the field. That didn't mean anything. But keep going to your right. Then you get to the rebounding column, 6. Then you get to assists, 3. He must be just a wonderful security blanket for you as you guys are trying to bridge that, hey, we still want to compete for a championship, but we got to bring these old guys along. And to me, he's that perfect bridge.
Oh, my gosh, he's still such an incredible player. I think Paul George had 22 at the half, and Andre and Wiggs both in the second half really did a good job trying to hold him down. And Andre's still one of the best defensive players in the league. And when you've got a guy like Paul who's just so dynamic and has all that size, you just have to have some weapons to be able to combat that. And Andre is, I've said it many times, he's as smart of a defender as I've ever seen. His ability to bother players like that, you know, without fouling them, you know, forcing them into tough shots, it's almost unmatched. So it's a dimension that he gave us all those years while we were winning championships and going to the finals, and it's such a huge part of our team again this year, even at his age. Amazing. I mean, I could make the argument that we were 0-2 right now without him. But we're 2-0, you know, thanks to his, thanks to a lot of things. But what he's added in terms of the ability to guard LeBron, to guard Paul George, to make the right read offensively over and over again, he's the perfect fit with us.
And let me just back you up statistically on the job that Iguodala did on George. George is 2-6, 0-for-2 from the 3-point line in the third quarter. George 1-4, 1-3 from behind the money line in the fourth quarter. So I just wanted to back you up with those numbers because the visual and also the number that tells the entire story as to what Andre was able to provide for you on that end of the court.
And Wiggs too. Don't forget, Wiggs started on him. We brought Andre in kind of mid third, but. That's the thing with Andrew is what he brings to us defensively is so dramatic. We always were so blessed with lengthy defensive wings, over the years with, KD and Sean Livingston and obviously Andre and Clay and Draymond. And we were just stacked. And the last couple of years, Andrew's been, one of our few really big wing defenders who's capable of being out there guarding those guys. So, mm-hmm. To add him to the mix and when Clay gets back and now you've got Andre back, that's kind of a key position to have to guard in the NBA the star wings, the big 6-7 superstars. If you can't guard those guys, you have no chance. And I feel like with Andrew and Andre in particular, We can do that now.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles, discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
I know you can't get everything you want with all the players, but man, I would like to see Wiggins sometimes just say, give me the damn ball. He hit three threes in the first, 3 minutes of the game, and then that was kind of it for a while. I would love to see him have a little of Steph in him, or not just Steph, but players where they're hot. They're just like, give me the ball. I'm rolling. I'm gonna take this guy. I feel it. And I know I'm wishing here because that's just not who he is. I mean, he is a team guy. He's not the guy that wants to be the lead dog, but he's so valuable in so many different areas. And maybe that's just something he doesn't have. And I'll keep hoping that one day, but I think at this point of his career, that's probably who he is. But after he hit those three, Steve, there was part of me, a big part of me that was saying, man, go get it. Ask for it. Go get him. Keep it going.
Yeah. I think it's something we have to figure out, Tom. I mean, it's obviously we're only two games in, but this is a new group. We've got more spacing than we've had in a long time. I think we've got to get the ball to Andrew more often, getting him downhill and attacking because there, in theory, there should be more space for him. And when he gets to that right hand, he's really tough to stop. And I didn't think that I did a great job last night of putting him in position to score at times. So we're still experimenting. Yeah. We're looking at combinations that I think we can get better and offer him more opportunities to produce. Cause I agree with you. He could be more of a threat offensively. And that's something we're going to look at.
And I got to say, I haven't seen Jonathan Kuminga play at all. Maybe a couple plays during summer league, but I already love that guy. I mean, anybody that on opening night of Chase Center in opening lineups rocks a muscle T-shirt just rolling out there, I'm like,
it was a strong guy. Statement.
I'm like, yes. This dude's beautiful. You got to be kidding me. He went muscle T-shirt.
If you got it, you fought it. That's the way it is.
It's like, this guy's just like, yo, man, you want to see my guns? 20,000? You can see him. I was going to give you a call. I was going to give you a call yesterday, but I wanted to make sure your phone lines were kept open in case you got a call from 75 greatest players, people that wanted to give you a call and have you on the list. Did you feel snubbed?
I have a confession to make. I was actually given the privilege of looking at the list and seeing how the voting operated. And it's pretty interesting to see the way the league sort of had the voting done. They literally listed every single player who's ever played in the NBA.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And so I got to look at the list. The first name on the list is Ala Abdelnaby.
Of course. Okay. Well,
yes. It's all, you know, it's alphabetical order. And so, you know, you'll be happy to know that your name was on there, my name was on there, and, you know, Jed Bushler's name was on there.
We were on the list.
We made the list, Tom. We made the list.
Is there anybody that you think, I'm going to have to go look at the list, Steve, and see if there's anybody on the list that was close to my last name to where maybe someone made a mistake and and checked my name, and I just got one vote by mistake. Even if the guy was almost blackout drunk, I would take it, and that would be awesome.
How about David Thompson? Maybe somebody tried to vote for David Thompson and actually accidentally hit Tom Tolbert.
That would be cool. I mean, we're both nicknamed Skywalker, so that is definitely some
it would be great. You know, like, you know, when the top 20 rankings come out, you know, for college football every Monday,
yep.
and you see also receiving votes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Virginia Commonwealth won.
You're right, right.
Wouldn't it be great? Tom Tolbert won.
Get a write-in vote. Get a write-in vote.
Oh, that would be incredible. I mean, what do you think? Look, I get it. It's a PR deal. And Clay had some things to say about it, which were kind of funny. And if I were him, I'd probably feel the same way. But what I said and what I would tell him was, like, look, who cares? 75, 80, 60, you're going to be wearing the jacket at the end of this. You got the rings. You got the hardware. You got the all-star appearances. That's what matters, because that's what's going to last. Because guess what? 75 is going to go to 100, and then 125, and then after we're all dead, 150 will be there. I mean, this guy is a bona fide Hall of Famer. There's no doubt about it. But I guess, you know, for some of the guys on the fringes, it's kind of a cool thing to say you're one of the top 75 players of all time. But look, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, Clay's resume speaks for itself.
Yeah, it sure does. I mean, I was with Reggie Miller last night before the game, because he was doing the game for TNT, and he just found out last night that he was named on that list, and mm-hmm. he was genuinely moved by it, and I mean, it is an incredible accomplishment.
Yeah.
And I was disappointed, you know, that Clay didn't get there. I thought Clay and Draymond both had a shot at being on there.
Mm-hmm.
I think in Clay's case, you know, for him, he's undoubtedly one of the best two-way guards in the history of the game. I mean, and when you win championships and you're producing at both ends like that, I think for him it's probably hard to see a lot of names of guys who never really thought much about defense at all.
Yeah.
And he takes great pride in his production at both ends. But that whole exercise is so futile. It's so impossible, because you're, you know, comparing eras is just, it's apples and oranges. And, so it's a difficult thing to determine who was better, somebody from 1950 to, you know, now.
Yeah.
I mean, the game's totally different. And so, yeah, it's pretty subjective.
Steve, if we played in the 50s, we might be on the list.
That's right. That's right. Steve, at least one vote.
Paint us the picture.
Also receiving votes.
Yes, exactly. Write-in candidates. Paint us the picture. I know in all sports they're using film more, right? In football, they watch a ton of film. The players do. The coaches do. Heck, the baseball players are looking at similar pitchers or similar hitters and trying to get an advantage. You guys have Sacramento coming up. Will you, like, who watches that film? Is it you, the assistant coaches, the players? And I don't know if you saw Sacramento, but man, Harrison Barnes had a terrific opening night against the Blazers.
Yeah, I watched them actually yesterday, because they played the Clippers in the preseason, and I was watching that game in order to, you know, get ready for the Clippers, because we didn't have a regular season game on film yet with the Clips, because that was their first one. So getting a look at the Kings they look good. And I've talked to Luke Walton in the last few days. He really likes his team. And but the way we organize it is we have groups of three coaches that handle each scout. And so we'll have three coaches who will be watching all the Sacramento games, leading up to our game. Usually, the last four or five games they'll watch, and they'll come up with a game plan. They'll present it to me. We'll look at it together, and then we'll present it to the whole staff, and then to the team. And so it always depends too on the timing. If we're in a back to back, it happens really quickly, and we don't have much time to put in terms of a game plan, other than just a walkthrough or a quick film session in the ballroom. But if you have a couple of days, then you have a chance to practice against some of the schemes you're looking at. But we divide all those scouts into pods of coaches and then go from there.
I know you're a huge sports fan. I mean, we talk about baseball and basketball and all the things, and you follow the history of the sports as well as I do. And I know you're not into self-promotion, but do you ever sit back and think like where you're at right now as a coach? And I'm not going to say you're going to put you up there with Popovich and Jackson and Riley and all those guys yet, but I mean, you're one of the coaches people talk about when you're talking about championships or quickest to 200, quickest to 300. You were part of a staff that won a gold medal. You'll be in consideration for the next Olympic team, possibly. I mean, does that ever hit you like historically, like kind of where you're at as a head coach? I know that's not why you do it, and I know you don't think about it much, but have you ever thought about it like, wow, this is pretty cool. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I have thought about that, and I thought about my whole playing career like that. I mean, in terms of just being on great teams and what that meant to my life, I would argue that being part of those Bulls teams led to San Antonio signing me, being part of San Antonio and the Greg Popovich coaching tree helped me get the Warriors job, and now all of a sudden I inherit Steph Curry and Draymond and Clay and Andre. I mean, it's life is just so random, and I've been given all these amazing breaks in my basketball career, and I would think most people would probably see things in a similar way. You get to you do something you love, you start doing it, you get a few breaks, and all of a sudden you kind of go, man, like, how the hell did this happen? So I think about that all the time. I mean, I've had one break after the next, and it's I'm just riding an incredible wave, and it's been an amazing ride, and I've enjoyed every second of it.
Well, I agree with you, but trust me, I've known you long enough that I believe this with all my heart, that no matter what path you took, you would have ended up here. One way or the other, that's just who you are as a person, and I always thought you were going to be a coach, and I think you would have ended up here. But yes, it does help to play with the Bulls and the Spurs and stuff like that, but guess what? You had to be good enough to play with those teams and help them win championships, so you got that going for you as well. And you don't need to tell me, but I know every once in a while you just pull out your rings and go, damn, I'm a badass.
Only on Thursdays.
Oh. Way to bring it back around. I like that.
Oh, man. Have a good weekend, Steve. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Steve.
Right.
Have a good one. Forgot how much fun it is talking to that guy. Not just about basketball and getting the Warrior insights and his basketball insights, but Just chopping it up with Steve Kerr as a person. The Warriors asked us to do them a solid, and we like them, so we'll do this. Tickets for all Warrior home games, as they have an 8-game homestand coming up this week. You can get those tickets, even if it's a sellout, at warriors.com. The Warriors host the Grizzlies at Chase Center on Thursday, October 28th. And again, all games are still available at warriors.com. And fans 18 and older who are fully vaccinated, 2 weeks removed from their final dose, you are encouraged, if you're going to a Warriors game, to download the free Clear app and utilize the Health Pass feature, where you can securely add your proof of vaccination in multiple ways. For more information on how to use the Clear Health Pass, please visit chasecenter.com/fan-safety-clear-health-pass. A lot of hyphens in there. But use it. It'll make getting into Chase Center to see your Warriors a whole lot easier.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.